Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Almighty God. Glory to your name, O God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, O God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. You send your word and you heal my disease. You send your word and you heal my disease. Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome, 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 welcome. Tonight, before we go and before we do or say anything, let's welcome the Holy Spirit. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit on this call tonight. Heavenly Father, we come. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you and we worship you this night. Heavenly Father, you are our Father. You are our good Father. You are our supernatural Father. Yes, we have an earthly father and an earthly mom and earthly family, but we have a greater Father who is a spiritual Father. You are our Dad. In you we move and we have our being. There's no other God beside you. So this night we come and we say, we don't know nothing. We don't know anything. Nothing at all. Nothing at all we know. And if we pray in the spirit like I just did, and if we have no interpretation, nobody to interpret what we just said. The person that actually speaking in the spirit, basically building up their self. So tonight, Lord, because I have no one, and I said to myself, I have no interpretation. So I'm just building up myself, Lord, in you tonight. Building up myself in you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Now, if I have sinned, the word of God declared that we sin and we fall short. If I have sinned knowingly or unknowingly tonight, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and unrighteousness. All my sins and unrighteousness. Tonight, we were not even thinking about taking communion, but I am going to take communion. I felt in my spirit. So, oh, this one is all broken up. I'm going to take another one. As a matter of fact, they all beat up. What? Look like this. Hallelujah. Father, this is your body broken for us. And as I eat this, Lord, your body broken for me. Yes, Lord. And then I drink the blood, which is a new covenant for my sins, Lord Jesus. So I drink. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I hide myself behind your cross. And I let you come now and show yourself to your people. I hide myself behind your cross. You're not on the cross anymore. Sins are forgiven. Grace now abound. Unmerited favor, tonight I come. I said, Holy Spirit of the living God, I welcome you now. I welcome you now. I welcome you now. I welcome you now to come and to minister to your people. Minister to your people. Minister to your people under the sound of my voice. Use this mouth. Use this mouth of clay. Minister now to your people. Let your supernatural come forth. Break every power of darkness. This is a new week. Today is Tuesday, August 18, 2026. The time is 7:38 p.m. I come now, Father, and all I want to hear is from you tonight. I just want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you, Lord, because only you know all things. And only you see all things and know all things and know how to minister all things. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I was closed, my eyes were closed, and the Spirit of God. I just felt like opening up my eyes. And I want you to listen to me, Nadine. I want to welcome you on the call tonight, Nadine. And I want you to know you are here tonight for a specific reason. You're here tonight for a specific reason. I don't know how you hear about the call, but God has placed you here. And once you leave this place tonight, you will never ever be the same again. You're going to have a testimony. You're going to have a testimony. You are going to have a testimony in the name of Jesus. And just like that woman with the issue of blood, Nadine, the Father would say to you tonight, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Be that the woman with the issue of blood and say, Jesus, I needed a touch. Nicodemus was that man that went up, wanted a touch from Jesus. Just like that woman. Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? And the disciple says, Master, or Rabbi, why would you say who touched you when there's so many people here? How do you know that somebody touched you? And he said, because, in other words, the anointing was just released out of my body. Virtue, the anointing, the power, just released out of my body. And that is why today we cannot minister out of our flesh. We have to minister by the Holy Spirit. That is why I loved to hear from the Holy Spirit. That when I get an encounter with someone, they can't say, well, I told you this or I told you that. The Holy Spirit knows, and the Holy Spirit will relate and give that information to that individual. And that's when deliverance will come. So tonight, Nadine, I said, take up your bed and walk. Father God, put your right hand up, honey. Put your right hand up. And in the name of Jesus.
I'm so sorry. I'm not able to hear. I heard my name, and then I'm having difficulties. At one point, you were coming through my watch that's charging. I had to get off of Bluetooth, and I haven't been able to get things right to hear what you're saying. Forgive me, please.
So can you hear me? Wait a minute.
Well, no, I have to put it on my ears to hear you, and that's not how Zoom normally works for me, so I don't know what's going on.
It doesn't matter. So your aunt, do you have
I can
your
hear you
hands?
now. I have my
Okay.
right hand up. Yep.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, can you see my hand?
Okay. Yes, I now see your hand because I have
Okay,
to
you
put
can
it
see my
to the
hand.
hips.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I want you to put your hand upon my hand.
Okay.
All right, and under the name of Jesus Christ, I come now into your body. Do you have any kind of sickness in your body? Any kind of ailment in your body? Any kind of anything to do with the blood?
Yes, ma'am.
So, in the name of Jesus, I come against every blood disorder. When do you have to go back to the doctor?
Like on the 25th of August.
It's August 25th. So that's like next week, Tuesday.
Yes. Next, yes, I believe so. Let me
Because
see,
today
August
is the 18th.
25th. Yes, it's next week, Tuesday.
Today's the 18th, and 7 and 8 is 25. So you're going next week at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Actually, 3 p.m.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now you put your hand over your belly.
Stage three chronic period.
Put your hand over your
My
belly.
reaction
And
wasn't
I come now into every organ in your body. And I see exactly what the doctors are talking about. And I lay my hand right now, and I want you to put your hand in that area right now. It is a private area. I want you to touch that area right now. Heavenly Father, we pray. Father, this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. I speak to every blood disorder tonight. And I command those blood to dry up. We break and we bind every lying spirit that would want to come and talk about cancer. And we said, we go to the root right now. And we said, you are dried up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Body,
Thank you.
speak now, which is speaking life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command life to run after you now and overshadow you. I command life in the name of Jesus. I break and I bind every cell in the body that is not in line with the word of God. I command healing in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Healing in the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus. I want you. You
Glory,
have oil.
glory,
You have oil in
glory.
you. You have oil. You have oil. You have the anointing oil.
Yes, I do. I
I
do.
want you to take the oil and I want you to put it in your hand and I want you to
Yes, I
rub
do.
it over your belly from in your navel in the mighty name of Jesus and into that area that is a blood is running from in Jesus' name. Alana I call for healing in the name of Jesus. I call for healing in the name of Jesus. Healing is a children's bread. And we say healing tonight, mighty God. Healing, healing, healing. There's a healing Jesus. That's why I lay up in my bed. I lay up in my bed. My husband said, and I said, I'm meditating. And I fell in my heart. The Spirit of God say, healing tonight. Healing tonight.
Hallelujah.
Healing tonight. Healing. Let the healing water
Hallelujah.
flow. Healing Jesus. Healing Jesus. We have to do this by the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
This is
Hallelujah.
not the work of a man, but this is the work of the Holy Spirit. There's a healing Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
you. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
Jesus, you
God.
are the healer. Touch her, God. Let her be like the woman touching the hem of the garment tonight. And we say healing is the children's bread.
Thank you, Lord.
Healing in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you,
Touch.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Touch.
Hallelujah.
Touch.
Hallelujah.
Touch.
Hallelujah.
You're gonna feel warmth over your body. You're gonna feel warmth over your body. And that is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, we give you thanks tonight. Father, we give you praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
The
Thank
healing is a children's
you,
bread. And we call for
Lord.
the spirit of healing. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father, we
Thank
give you
you,
praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you
Lord.
worship. We give you praise and we
Hallelujah.
give you worship. The Lord is my
Thank
shepherd,
you.
I shall not want. Jehovah Rohi, we give you praise, Almighty God. Jehovah Shalom, we give you praise. Prince of
Yes,
Peace, we
Lord
give you
God,
praise.
yes, Lord.
Yekele Mashanda,
Hallelujah,
you're the
God.
God that healeth
Thank
thee,
you.
Jehovah Rohi. Yes,
Thank you,
Sebando
Jesus. Thank you,
Kolaba,
Jesus.
Psalms
Thank you,
103.
Jesus.
Lekende Baba Yokoshe
Oh, my
Mebate. Healing
Shekala.
Jesus. Healing in
Thank
the
you,
east.
Jesus.
Healing in
Yes,
the
Lord.
west. Healing in the north. Healing in the south.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing.
Thank you, Lord God. You are God Almighty.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Come back with
hallelujah,
your testimony.
hallelujah.
Come back with your testimony. My mama yondoro koteya.
Thank you, Jesus.
I
Thank
will
you,
bless the
Jesus.
Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless. That's your scripture, dear honey.
Okay.
Psalms 103.
Amen,
Get up
amen,
every morning
amen.
and read it
Thank you,
over your
Jesus.
body. Take the word of God and put it over your body. Take communion in the mighty name of Jesus until you go back and invite the healing spirit of God into your home, your house,
Yeah.
in the
Hallelujah.
Masoorama. Oh, my soul, and forget, if you forget not all of his benefits.
Thank you,
He
Lord.
forgive all thine iniquity. He healeth all your diseases. Not one, not two, but all your diseases. He redeemed your life from in destruction. Every destructive force that want to come up in your life
Thank
and
you.
try to mess with your life and try to talk all kind of derogatories in regards to your life. He said, now I have crowned you with loving kindness and tender
Hallelujah.
mercies.
Thank you,
He
Jesus.
satisfied your mouth with good things so that
Amen.
your youth will renew like the eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment in all that are oppressed. If you're oppressed tonight, if you're oppressed tonight, you could open up the Word of God in Psalms 103 and you could read it from one all the way to five or one all the way to six. 91 also, Psalms 91. Anything that come near your dwelling, you could drive it back.
Amen.
Psalms 23, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Remakote
Thank
healing
you,
flow
Jesus.
tonight. Healing waters tonight. You need healing? Anybody online that needs healing tonight?
Yes,
Healing
Lord.
from anything, no matter what it is. It doesn't have to be natural. It could also be financial. Whatever you need, the Spirit of God. Have the water, and the water is troubled tonight.
Thank
Put
you,
your
Lord.
hand in that water by the Spirit and see that troubled water. Touch that water in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to
Thank
God.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, Nadine, make sure you
Yes,
read
Lord.
your Psalms
103.
103, Psalms 91.
Thank
Psalms
you.
23, the Lord is your shepherd. Then you want to go to Hebrews 11.
All righty.
That's what we
I
were
was
saying all day. My
writing.
daughter, we've been saying it from the other day. What'd you say now?
Wasn't writing that down. I know one. I got 103, 23, 91, and then you went to Hebrews. Let me
And
write.
23, yeah. And Hebrews 11, because they says, now faith is. Now. That means whatever we say tonight and we pray for tonight, we have it now. And those are the scriptures that you're going to look over in Mark 11, 23. Mark 11:23, Mark 11:23. Those are for scriptures for
Okay.
every single person online. You
Okay.
believe in God for healing?
Yes.
Whatever we are, even for myself,
Because you're out of gas.
whatever we are believing God for, and I want you to know that when you come on Zoom and Zoom, try to put your name in. Please
Okay.
put your name in. Every single person, put your name in because we are working with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God
Hallelujah.
is alive. The Spirit of God is movable. I don't know anything, so the Spirit of God is the one that gives the information. I don't know, Nadine. I'm just praying, and the Spirit of God told me to open my eyes. And once I opened my eyes, then he started talking to me about her. That's how the Spirit works. This is not the work of a man. This is the work of the Holy Ghost. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. This is the work of Jesus himself. Men cannot do this. I can't do this. My husband can't do this. People on the staff here can't do this. You can't do this. We have to rely on the Spirit of the living God. So if
Hallelujah.
there's anybody who tell you that they could do these things, tell them that I said. They don't even have to call me, but tell them that I said they're a liar. They can't do nothing. You can't do nothing without him. That's what the fasting is going to be on tomorrow. Everything that we do, we got to work through him. Everything that we do, we have to go through him.
Glory.
And there's a lot of people pulling on me tonight. I could see my spirit moving all over the place. And I could see my spirit all over. All over, 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 all over. Remandi lili bosata. Shorty, is that you? Shorty, is that you? I don't know if that's Shorty because. Is that you, Shorty? Hey, welcome home. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. There's so many challenges right now. Welcome back, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, they're not finished yet, okay? It's not over. All right?
Yep.
Don't think it's over. There's more coming, all right? So you're just gonna have to stand. The same victory that you have previously, you gotta believe and you gotta stand, you gotta take some quiet time out, and you're gonna have to trust God. Because now, now they're coming back with a they come back with different things, all right? You're not dealing with natural stuff right now, okay? This is not natural. You're not dealing with natural. And I don't understand why people want to go out and want to damage people. All right? So you're not dealing with natural mind. It's a spiritual mind, okay? So just pray, all right?
Okay.
Get the scriptures out and Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5, by his stripes you are healed. They want to bring sickness on you now. With your eye, how are your eye feel? Your eyes okay?
Yes, Reverend.
The right eye, does it feel funny, like heavy sometimes?
No, not really.
None of your eyes don't feel heavy?
I mean, the left eye, sometimes I feel like I have a cold in it, or just recently.
Just recently, because that's why, like, they're trying to do something to the eye. So you need your eye for work, correct?
Yes, for
Because you have
anything,
to have
period.
your eyes and your hands, right?
Yes.
Because you could use a wheelchair, get out of your car if they are right? But you're gonna have to be able to see, correct?
Yes.
All right, so the damage is coming for your eyes, all right? So get up every morning, get yourself some oil. Hey, ain't nobody really have to pray for your oil. Just go into scripture, go into Acts. Going to Acts and pray, or going to Psalms 23, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You anointed my head with oil. Scriptures with oil, you know what I mean? And
Yes.
you yourself just pray over your oil and ask God to anoint your oil.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
there's nothing ritual about your oil. It is just a representation of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, man.
I mean, and that's how you're doing. It's not a ritual. It's just a representation. Amen. So you anoint yourself with oil and you invite the Holy Spirit to come in. You invite the Holy Spirit to take care of your eye. They want to damage your eye. You invite the Holy Spirit. You make the sign of the cross and you put it over your eye. Wherever you feel in your heart how to pray, you follow that leading of the Holy Spirit and pray accordingly. Because sometimes the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. And the Bible says, I'm the prophet. It's good that another prophet get checked. So when I'm saying something, I always love to verify. Do you understand me? Because the
Yes.
Father talks to you, but you have to have a verification. All right?
Okay.
Because we're a mere human being. We're mankind, and the Spirit of God is moving through us, and we gotta test the Spirit, try the Spirit, and see exactly if it's of God. Amen? So that's what's going on. So the eyesight is they want to damage that eye. I mean, I'm talking about the eye that I see, and you're telling about the left. Cover both of them. Amen.
Yes, but also Reverend, the text I sent for the eye was also for my cousin. He's on the line with my mother. He's now on the Zoom. I have him on another phone, and he has they're coming after his eyes, period. His own family.
I don't know. I mean, I just see things and hear things from God, and I just speak what I see, okay?
Yes.
There is nothing, I'm not no greatest, understand me? I'm just, God just used me in the capacity that He wants to use. He could use anybody. So please, 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 please do not get fascinated. Give God thanks, okay?
Amen.
Give God thanks. So you say your cousin now is the one with the eye.
Yes,
So
Reverend.
that means they want to damage your whole family with eyes, blind y'all then?
Yes,
Okay, that's what they're trying to do. Okay.
his mother and his sisters.
His mother and sister. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna pray that anything bad happened to anybody. That's between them and God.
You're right.
What we're gonna do is to pray that these witchcraft come off of these people, okay?
Yeah,
And
man.
when we drive them off, you just don't leave them around dormant. You drive them back to the pit of hell where they come from. That's just fallen angels, and you have these people working with them with rituals and trying to damage people. So even me myself, I have to cover myself with the blood.
You're right.
And we have to understand that the kind of work that I do for the Lord is not natural work. I work in the supernatural. The Father have me to work in the supernatural. So I just say what I say by the Holy Spirit. And whatever I see, I just say I see it and we pray about it.
Amen.
And it's up to the Holy Spirit to take care of it. I can't do nothing for nobody.
Right.
I could only stand in the gap. I'm a part of a supernatural intercessor. And what an intercessor does, they stand in the gap for the individual. So God just put calling on people's life, and that's another thing that's on my life. So now you're saying your cousin. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever he is, or wherever she, or whoever, they just get oil, anoint themselves with the oil.
Amen.
Anoint yourself. And I'm telling you, don't be fearful. Don't be scared. Stand up and they're fearful, okay? They're fearful. What I'm seeing right now is fear. They cannot have no fear. You ever see a dog that's hungry and see a bone and want the bone?
Yes,
Right, and how that dog is not going to stop to get that bone? They have to be like that. They have to feel like that's the last thing on their mind, and they're getting ready to die. They're getting ready to die. I mean, right now they feel like they're going to die. That's what it's have to be. They have to get the. There can't be no fear. And when I'm talking, all I see is the word fearful. Being fear, being having fear. So when the enemy see that fear, the enemy's gonna come in and they are gonna take it out, take them down. Then that's when the blindness is gonna come. So even though we pray right now, Verna, where are you? If you're online tomorrow, Verna, if you hear the recording part of it, stand in the gap. Sonia Azacia, stand in the gap. You gotta stand in the gap. You gotta stand in the gap. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm praying right now, and I command those demonic spirits, those are witchcraft. Jesus Christ.
Man.
So it's just like fighting over houses and land and money and so what are you gonna do? You can you bring that with you? No. Those are all temporary stuff, so what's the use to actually fight over these things? And Father, now we come. And Father, you are something else, Lord Jesus. So I just love you, Lord, and I just thank you for using me and to stand in the gap for your people. And wherever or whoever is doing what they're doing, Father, I just pray that they get stopped in the gap. Just stop them right there in their track.
Yep, stop them
Stop them
down.
right there in their track, Father. The word of God say, touch not the Lord anointed and do the Lord's prophet no harm. So this day, Father God, I am saying, touch not. Remove every fingers off them now, Father. Remove that finger. Remove every finger off of them, Father. Under the sound of my voice, the person that listens tomorrow or the next day or whatever day, deliver them and set them free. The ones who were supposed to be on here and did not make it, and they're going to listen to it another time, deliver them and set them free. Open up their eyes for them to see. Speak to them, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. Break and bind every power of the enemy. Break and bind every power of the enemy off of my life. Break and bind the power of the enemy off of my family life, off of my generation. Break and bind the power of the enemy off of their generation, off of their life. Every single person under the sound of my voice. Wash them now and let them be as clean as Aesop, let them be as white as snow. I come against every chicken, the foot of the chicken, the paws of the chicken, the ritual of the chicken, everything that the family member used to bring forth these rituals. I break it and I bind it. And I command it to stop right now.
Amen.
I, Verissa, I command you, every single spirit, bind tiredness. You're tired. You're tired. You're tired. You're tired. You say you're tired, right? You say you're tired. You're just tired. I mean, I hear the word. She said, "I'm so tired." But what you want to do? You want to die? But you better get up and say, "Father God, I want to live." You just want to get up and say, "Father, I don't care what the enemy try to bring. I don't care how my finances is. It's a now, Father. It's a now." And Father, you know where it's coming from. You know where it's coming from, Father. You know where money coming, but we say we have it now. Barissa, you got it now. You have it now in the name of Jesus. I want people on the phone when they come online, come on the line. Happy and just come online ready to pray. Come online ready to cast out demons. Come online, just come and stand in the gap with me while I'm laying hands by over here in my house and casting out these spirits. I want us all to come online standing ready for war. Ready to fight, ready to stand, ready to trust God, ready to believe God, ready to show your face. Ready to say, I'm ready. I am ready. I am ready for war. I am ready to use these fingers to war. I am ready. I am ready. I just, that's what I want. I want us to be able to go out there and preach the gospel with signs following, standing and believing as a warrior. We don't want to be damaged. We don't want to be wounded. Hey, Abba Joy. Hey. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come and I stand with you, little girly. Hey, I haven't seen you. Long time I haven't seen you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm in your house. I come into your house and I touch and agree with you tonight. And I believe God with you tonight. The blessings of the Lord make you rich. Every sickness, every disease out of your body. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every sickness. High blood pressure, diabetes. Oh my God, sugar. We break and we bind the spirit of sugar right now. That they call it, what they call it, diabetes. We come against that. High blood pressure, we come against that. Every ankle, everything, even to my knee that's swollen, that's fallen, swell up, I come against that. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Is this, what's his name, Harrison? How you pronounce your name?
Rika.
H-A, how you pronounce your name?
Who me, Rika?
Is it Arissa? Is it, well,
Who?
hi, is it Rika?
Rika. That's Rika.
Rika? Hey, Rika, how you doing?
I'm good.
You doing good? Say, Father, I give you thanks.
Father, I give you thanks.
Father, I give you praise.
Father, I give you praise.
Father, as I come tonight,
Father, as I come tonight.
I want you to come and I want you to touch me.
Father, I want you to come and I want you to touch me.
From the top of my head
From the top of my head
to the bottom of my feet,
to the bottom of my feet.
drive out every spirit of confusion right now.
Drive out every spirit of confusion right now.
Touch my mind, Almighty God,
Touch my mind right now, Almighty God,
and set me free.
and set me free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Spirit goes now and touch her mind, Almighty God. And everything that the enemy wants to say to her right now, Lord, we say no in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head and that heaviness, you got nothing, say faith and love. That heaviness in the brain, in the mind, I said, in the name of Jesus, go now. Oh, there it goes. Put your hand up and start giving him praise. Start giving him praise.
Jesus,
Put
Father,
both
thank
hands up and
you.
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Put both
Lord.
up and say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father
Thank
God.
you.
In the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. I
Thank
thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Father God.
Take away that heaviness, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
You,
Jesus, Father
Jesus.
God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I
Hallelujah,
want you to
Jesus.
pray.
Thank
Every
you,
single person that knows how to intercede,
God. Yes, thank you, Father God.
I want you to pray for her right now.
Thank you, Lord.
In the
Hallelujah,
mighty
Jesus,
name
Father
of
God.
Jesus. In and of Kote
Hallelujah,
Yabala
Jesus, Father God. Jesus, Father God. Thank
Bate
you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father
Kelele
God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God.
Away
Thank you, Jesus, Father God.
that heaviness,
Thank
God.
you, Jesus, Father God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you,
you, Lord.
Lord. Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus,
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father
Thank
God.
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
Father, we
Jesus,
give you
Father God.
praise, Almighty God. We give you
Thank
praise.
you.
We praise. We give
Yes,
you praise.
Lord Jesus, Father God.
We give you praise.
Lord Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus,
If
Father
you
God.
pray,
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God.
we
Yes,
give
Lord.
you praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God.
We give
Oh, Jesus,
you
Father God.
praise.
Yes, Jesus, Father God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. Thank you,
Give you
Jesus, Father God.
praise.
You come, Lord
We give
Jesus,
you praise.
God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus,
We give
Father.
you praise.
Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father
We
God.
give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you something.
Jesus.
The Atlantic coast over here, a couple of very interesting races you talked about in the 25th. This goes all the way from Miami. If you know anyone that needs healing and deliverance and anything at all from the Holy Spirit, and you know that they need to be online when we come on, tell them about the Zoom call. Starting next week, Monday, we're going to go back to our Monday nights. Monday night will usually be the night when we go on, and because I had some assignment, and now my assignment is over, I'm going back on Monday nights. Tell them about our meetings on Monday. Let them come online. Let them come online and let us pray together. Let us just stand in the gap and stand and just trust God. You see, this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Man cannot do this. Only Jesus can. And he said, we are a spirit. And he said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And because we are a spirit, and he is a spirit, we come together as one as spirits. He's able to minister to us and give us information and tell us how to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this night. Heavenly Father, we praise you this night. And as we come before you, Almighty God, as we come before you, Almighty God, touch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open up the doors, God. Open up the doors, God. Open up the doors, God. Close the ones that need to be closed, Almighty God. Let us walk in. There's healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing, the balm of Gilead is here. Touch. Touch. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to recover sight to the blind. Father, we thank you this night. Father, we praise you this night. Father, we praise you this night. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, Almighty God. Every single person, right over here, right over here, right over here. I can't hardly see your face. It says Zoom user. Let me put my glasses on. How are you tonight? What is your name? I'm talking about you right here. How are you? How are you?
Hi, I am good. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I'm excited to be here.
You are? I'm
I
excited. What's your
am.
name?
My name is Naomi.
Naomi?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. What a beautiful name.
Thank you. Your name is Ruth.
Yes, it is, Naomi. And Naomi was my mom. My mother-in-law name was Cynthia. But
Wow.
she became my Naomi.
About it. What?
And I was able to take care of her in her last day.
What?
So that is a significant
What?
name to me.
Yes.
Everything that you're going through,
Crazy.
all those spirit of depression,
Thank you.
I want you to know that God sees it and He knows about it. And He brought you here tonight to let you know that there is a resting place for you, a resting place. And you can put your hand over your heart right now. And you can feel that joy right now. I'm gonna let you look in my eyes, okay? I'm gonna let you look in my eyes. And I'm gonna let you feel that anointing of the Holy Spirit coming out of my eyes into your eyes right now. And I just want you to just look. And I want you to see. Heavenly Father, by the essence of the Holy Spirit, I look upon your Naomi right now, Lord. And as you look in my eyes and I look in her eyes, I call for the blood of Jesus to come now and to touch her. To remove every stumbling block out of her way. Bring back now the joy of your salvation. And Father, when she leaves this place, she is going to give a testimony. I want you to put your hand up. And in the name that is above, every single name. The Son of the Living God. Feel now the joy of the Lord. Feel now the fire of the Holy Spirit. It is now into your body and is cleaning and cleansing you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Restoration, I say now, in Jesus, put your hand on your forehead right now. Be restored. In Jesus.
Thank you so
How do you feel?
much. I feel great. I feel overwhelmed and crying.
Do you feel that peace?
I do, like weight is just lifted off of me.
Do you feel the joy?
Breaks.
Let me tell me how you feel. Tell us how you
I
feel.
feel lighthearted, like I just feel lifted. I feel like there's just no weight on me anymore. It's all taken care of, everything. I have no more worries.
Put your hand up in the name of Jesus. Both
Hey,
hands, both hands, both hands, both hands, both hands. Both hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch now. Touch now. Yes, Lord. Yeah. There it goes. I want you to get up and I want you to run around your house. I want you to get up and I want you to run around your room 7 times. Run around your room and I want you to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Yes.
you, Jesus. Thank you,
Yes.
Jesus. Thank you,
Yes.
Jesus.
Glory to
Thank you,
God.
Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
Thank
God.
you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you,
Glory to
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All righty. Praise God. That's what the Spirit of God does. We have a mighty God, and He's the God of the Spirit, and every sin that's not of God, we just bind it right now. Every sickness, every disease, every curse, we break it and we bind it in Jesus' name. Father, your word is life. Your word is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Yeah. And you, we move and we have our being. Praising, praising, praising. She's rejoicing. She's lost in the spirit, people. She's lost in the spirit, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. There she goes. She is lost in the spirit. That's what it's all about. It is about Jesus coming and touching us. That's what it's about. It's not about man. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for fixing
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Today is Tuesday. If you know how to pray in the spirit,
you.
if you know how to pray in the spirit, effective immediately, effective immediately, effective immediately, effective immediately, start praying in the spirit. It doesn't have to be an old hour. It could be 2 seconds. Just pray in the spirit. If you do not know how to pray in the spirit, give him praise until that spiritual language come up. Praying in the spirit, it's just a gift that God gives to us. It's a gift. It's a gift. So pray in the spirit. Have the Holy Spirit come in your home, your car, wherever you are located. Let that gift operate. And as I said, if you don't know how to pray in the spirit, talk to him in English. It doesn't matter. Do not let us get so caught up in this ritual, this church ritual. No, let us be people of God that God loves us, and he wants to live inside of us, not in a building, but inside of us. Get to know him. Get to know him by the Spirit. He is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's how I'm able to see what I see and know what I know by the Spirit. Okay. My daughter, I don't know where you was at, but we had a good time, lady. First lady, we had a good time. So I don't know where you was at, but hey, mama getting ready to get out because mama going to bed. But I'm gonna tell you right now. Who was on late and who come on early? Go back. When my honey put up the recording tomorrow, go back and listen and pray and trust God. Men cannot do what just happened. Men cannot do this. The doctors can't do this. Human being cannot do this. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Understand? Ruth Elizabeth cannot do this. I can't do this at all. The Spirit of God talks to me, and then I relate to individuals. And then I verify whatever is going on, and then we pray. That's just all this work. That's just all this work. Yes. Glory to God in the highest and supernatural peace. Everything that I want to talk about is the supernatural.
Yes.
Because what's going on nowadays is man using head knowledge. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. Can you hear me, lady in red? Lady in red, you hear me? And you put your hand under your neck and you have on that dark glass. That's what I'm talking about. Man cannot do this. Church can't do this. I can't do this. This is the act of the Holy Spirit. And once you leave this Zoom, you will never, ever be the same again. When you go to your church, and if you see it is not happening in your church, you're not going to feel pleased because you said, there is more to this Christianity than come and get dressed up and walk into a building, make noise, and come out. No, it's more. Do you hear me, lady in red? Yeah, it's more. It's all about Jesus. And look at her over there, smiling like, oh, look at that. It's all about Jesus and him crucified. Hi, Alva. How you doing, my baby? Alva Joy. Look at that. Look at my girl. I haven't seen you for so long. I can't wait to tell Trisha that I see you. May God bless you and your family. May the supernatural run after you. May the angels of God come and empower around you and camper. Everything that the enemy think he wants to come in, especially in your family nowadays, they want to, they start acting like they forget about how their mama raised them. How you all supposed to live together as one? Everybody want to fight against each other? No, get back to how mama raised y'all. Okay? Loving each other, taking care of each other. It doesn't matter, Alva. I don't care who don't want to hear from who. Be the big person, okay? They said, put on your big clothes and call up somebody and say, you know what? Just like Mama used to do. Let's get together. You understand what I'm saying? Let's come around that table and let's just sit down. Let bygones be bygone. I see so much rift and confusion in the family at this time. That's not what Mama wants, okay? Mama wants y'all to just leave God. And that's what I'm praying for right now, baby girl. That's what I'm praying for. I'm praying that the whole family, the grandkids, the great-grandkids of Mama just come together. I don't care who living a lifestyle that's not supposed to be the lifestyle. Let them go to God for their own self. Leave their business alone. But let's come back and represent what Mama wants. Mama wants the family together. Mama love the family. Mama always want the family to be together for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and whatever. And Mama want her, you know that what you call it? That thing that she used to make. I haven't seen you for years. From early 1990, something whatever. Look how many years. And I'm here saying, Mama wants y'all to make that same carrot juice with the eggnog. Mama wants y'all to come together. That's what Mama wants. She don't want no fighting. Let them listen to the tape. Send it to the tape. Tell them Ruthie haven't seen you for years. And Ruthie said, look, I don't care what the one in Enfield doing. I don't care what the one in Windsor doing. I just don't care what they're doing. Let's come together as what Mama wants. And Mama wants unity tonight. Mama, I see it, Mama. I know you're in heaven looking down, Mama. And I see it. And I pronounce it over them. The Father showed it to me. So I pray that they'll come together, Mommy. That this year will be the year, Mama. That they'll come together, Mama. All right, Ava? You understand what I'm saying? You call it promotion, all right? Promotion in the spirit, family in the spirit, joy in the spirit, life in the spirit. Hallelujah. Everybody coming together as one. One banana share for the whole family. That's what Mama wants. One banana sharing for the whole family. I tell you, man, life, supernatural life. We're so busy running around doing everything else, and we're not promoting the Father God. And we're certainly not promoting what we're supposed to promote, like our families and our friends. And so, hey, back up. No, I just get a backup. Some friends, you got to put them on park. I just hear that. Some friends you can't take. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Like I was saying, the foxhole. Some friends you can't bring in the foxhole because they're going to kill you. Some friends you got to treat them like COVID. You bring them the soup and leave it on the front porch and let them come and pick it up and you keep on going. Oh, look, I don't know what's going on. I don't have a clue. I'm just speaking by my spirit. And I'm taking that and I'm putting that in my house too. Some people, just for one time. Do you hear me, Shawnee? Tell that to your mama and your brother. Okay? And your cousin or whoever. Some people are your cousin or whoever, your brother, whoever is on the line. Tell them. They hear me? Some family members. It's not that you have zero tolerance. But some of them we just have to put on the back burner for a time. You love them, you know. You love them, you love them, you love them. But they're just a back burner for right now. Okay? All right? Hey, I just love you guys. I enjoy every minute of the 1 hour. And you see, I try to make it early tonight. I didn't, Sonny wasn't online all the time. I make sure I come on and try to make it at 8:30, 7:30. But next week Monday, I'll be online on next week Monday. Back to a regular schedule. You know, anybody that wants to be online, you let them know. A lot of people are saying to me, how do they go about giving? Well, you could give online, theholytabernacle.com. Whenever you want to give, you could give. And that's only just to send me out, take care of our bills. We have overhead, and you just do what you want to do. I told my honey this week that we're going to have the Holy Tabernacle have a sale, and I'm going to do a cash out, and then I'll send it out. So by next week, I'll be able to. Sonny would be able to. She could put the Holy Tabernacle right now up in the chat section, but it's theholytabernacle.com. And tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, Kenneth will put up the Zoom that you could go back and listen again. So tonight, I want to say thank you for being on the call. Thank you for being on the call. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wow. Okay. So you know what? I just released the water of God in your home. And I just released the water of God over all of you tonight. And when the water comes, it comes to wash. And the water is a cleanser. It's a symbol of a cleanser. So I was getting ready to come off, and I hear the Father said, just release the water of God upon the people. So I'm just releasing that water, that cleansing water of God. So put your hand. Hey, see my girl over there doing my red girl, she in her red dress. Yeah, put your hand on your heart. And I'm putting my hand on my heart also. And I release that water to come in and to cleanse and to clean. And I call for now the fire of God to come now. And in that cleansing, troubling water that's troubled, cleanse now and wash and clean, I pray. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Sonia, put my phone number up there on in the chat that I believe that some of the people that's online, if they don't have my number, they could text that number 413-240-8051. 413-240-8051. And I could be able to send out, or Sonia would be able to send out an invitation whenever we're online. on the things that we're doing on Wednesdays. We have fasting. Amen. 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 Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Father. Whew, and we give you thanks. And that one that's troubled, somebody's still troubled in their mind. Put your hand on your mind, put your hand on your forehead. And I stand right now in the gap with you right now. And I break and I bind the spirit of the heaviness in the name of Jesus. Anything to do with the mind, I come against that right now. And I break it in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. And that person, you know, sometimes you gotta take it on an initiative and pray. Get yourself some scriptures and pray over yourself. Pray for 7 days. Pray 7 days over yourself. And while you are praying over yourself, if you have a new adventure coming up, if you have a new adventure coming up, pray, anoint, get up to the 7 days and anoint yourself with oil. Plead the blood of Jesus over yourself. I will be standing in the gap with you. I'm standing in the gap. As a matter of fact, we're doing it already. But I feel like this person, 7 days, it is broken, but you just have to know that it's broken. It is broken, but you just have to know it. Trust God. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21. Let me go to the scripture. Proverbs 18:21. It's right here in the Bible. Proverbs 18. It's in the Bible. Take it out. Take it out and read it. Proverbs 18:20. See, I was getting off the phone and then I couldn't go because this person needed to hear more. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Read it over yourself. And then I have a couple of scriptures here with it. So John 5:19. What's John 5:19 saying? Because in my Bible, I always put different scriptures on it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John 5 what? 19. What does John 5:19 says? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Take these scriptures, use them on yourself. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 5:19. He said, John 5, verily I say unto you, the Son of God, you can do nothing whatsoever. He said, these things you do, you shouldn't be likewise. Doesn't make any sense with that one. Are you getting it from God? Okay, so what about John 5:29? Okay, the resurrection is life. There's life. Okay, so you're just telling it there's life in the word. John 6:63, that's a good one. So can I go, Father? Is it time for me to go? Or what's going on? So I pray for them that the water comes and wash them. What else? I'm trying to go, but what else? Victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your victory. Victory over your life this night. We just thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that comes and minister that water upon them. Now I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you and may God shine upon you and may he give you peace and may he give you rest. I just want to let you know that I'll be back on Monday and I still feel people. I still feel people. It's drawing on my spirit. I still feel it. And I'm here and I want you to know that we'll be back next week, Monday. Come online, listen to the meeting, listen to it again. Listen to it again. listen to it again tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, I wanted to go into something is pulling on my spirit. Something is pulling on my spirit. And when I look, I saw this name. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is real. I'm getting ready to go, and I could not go. I'm getting ready to go. And so I pray for that person. I pray for that person. Financial disaster. Don't know where to, working all these hours and things are not, it's just not your finances. It's just not meeting. And you're just like tearing out your head and you don't know what to do. But listen to me, you just got online. I'm not going to call out your name. You do not want your name to be called out. You know who you are, and I know who you are. I'm looking at the name right now, and I'm saying, in the name of Jesus, all you have to do is to budget yourself. You're making enough money. Just budget yourself. It's going to take you about a year. Yes, 1 year. To be in this budget. Yeah, 1 year. I'm telling you, 1 year. You did not get into this debt overnight. So listen to me now. 1 year. Make a budget and follow it. Yes. You could go and they could take off some of the, they could take some of the money off of your thing, but that's not going to be enough to get you out of that debt. And you're going to come out of it slowly but surely. And I thank God for you to be online tonight. 'Cause now I feel like I'm released to go now because I got that off by the Spirit. But I couldn't go because there was something and I couldn't go. And then when the person come on and I saw it, that was now that's it. And I release. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand with that person. I stand with that person right now. And I pray that that person get it and understand. 1 year, some of the money is going to be reversed. Yes, it's going to be reversed. But a budget is needed in Jesus' name. I want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. I see you all on Monday night at 7:30. May God bless you. May God watch over you. May God give you peace. Thank you for every single person that was online.